This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, Rabbi Isai. So I just want to share with you just an interesting point of Ion on Daf Zayin. The Gemara was discussing the Braisa of why I would have thought you either do or don't give capital punishment on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that I would have thought you do, because Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh. And then the Braisa says, no, maybe Aseh is only Doicha Lois Aseh alone, but not a Lois Aseh Sheish by Kares. And then the Gemara says, Alav Malia Kares. So I want to share with you a Ramban. But this is a Lamdash. I'm going to tell you a Ramban, but we're going to just ask a few important questions on this Ramban. The Ramban says, we all know that the mitzvah of Shabbos was given with two commandments, Zachar and Shamar, Aseh and Lois Aseh. So Ramban says famously, Ve'emes hu, Gam Kain, Kemida Zachar Ramzu b'mitzvah Aseh. The Mida of Zachar was alluded to in the mitzvah Aseh. We all know Zachar is the Aseh of Shabbos and Shamar is the Lav of Shabbos. V'hu ha'yoytze mi'midas ha'ahava. Zachar, which is an Aseh, comes to the Mida of love. V'hu l'midas ha'rachamim. Says Ramban, because when a person does a mitzvah, they demonstrate love. When someone fulfills the command of God, they demonstrate love. Ki ha'oysa mitzvahs adoinav. One who does the mitzvah of his master, ohav loy. He's beloved to his master, v'adoinav merachim alav. And his master has mercy on him. When you do what your master wants, you're showing love. Umidas shamar, and the midah of shamar v'mitzvahs loy saseh, v'hu l'midas hadin, v'yoytze m'midas hayira. Because someone who's careful not to violate what's bad in the eyes of the master fears the master. So the Ramban is saying that the observance of a mitzvah saseh demonstrates love of God, and the observance of a mitzvah loy saseh demonstrates fear of God. What is greater, ava or yira? Ava. V'lachin mitzvah saseh gedoyla mi mitzvah loy saseh. Therefore mitzvah saseh is greater than a mitzvah loy saseh. K'maysha ava gedoyla mi yira. Because love is greater than fear. So the Ramban is saying a very interesting thing. A mitzvah aseh is greater than a mitzvah lois aseh. Because love is greater than fear. Ki ha-mekayim v'oysa begufay v'mamaynay. Someone who fulfills and does with his body and his money, ratzon adoin of the will of his master, who gadol is greater, me'anishmar, me'aseh sarah be'inav. Meaning, who's on a higher level? Someone who actively does what the master wants, or someone who just doesn't violate what the master doesn't want. Certainly someone who goes out of his way, he shows with his body, with his money, that he wants to do what his master wants, is greater than someone who just doesn't violate and contravene what his master says not to do. Because when you're mekayim, you're using your body and your money. When you're not violating, you're not doing anything. Ulekach amru, da'asi aseh v'doi chalai saseh. That's why the Chazal teach us Aseh pushes off a lav. Because Aseh shows love, and not violating a lav shows fear. So therefore, what's greater? Showing love or showing fear? It's greater to show love than to show fear. Ava is a greater madriga than Yira. So therefore, Aseh is doicha lois Aseh. But by the same token, who gets punished more? One who violates a lav or one who violates an av, doesn't fulfill an Aseh? Avada, one who violates a lav, gets punished more. Because loving God is on a higher level. Fearing God is on a lower level. So if you don't have the lower level, we're going to punish you. But if you don't have the higher level, we're not going to punish you. So in other words, when it comes to reward, you get more reward for fulfilling an aseh than not violating a lois aseh. But when it comes to punishment, you'll be punished more for violating a lav than for not fulfilling an aseh. Right? I think that's pretty clear. Showing that you love Hashem is greater than showing that you fear Hashem, but not fearing God is worse than not loving God. Okay, that's the Ramban. That's why you get Malkus and Misa, but we don't give punishment to someone who doesn't fulfill an Aseh, unless someone who does so rebelliously, like someone who says, I'm not taking a lulav, I'm not sitting in a sukkah, that we give him makas mardas. So let's look at the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Zayin says, when do I say Avsei pushes off a loisase? Loisase greida. Loisase sheish by kares, but a loisase that has kares. Mishamet le didachu? Do we ever find that it's doicha? Hadar Amar, then it says, Otu asei doiches loisase. Why doesn't asei push off a loisase? Lav loisase chomer mine? Isn't a lav more chomer than an asei? And even though a lav is more chomer than an asei, the asei pushes off the lav. So if the asei could push off a lav, which is more chomer than it should certainly be able to push off a once an asei could push off a lav, which is more chomer than it, so then maybe it could push off a kares also. Once anyway the asei is doing things it can't do, so let it push off a kares. Mali chomra zuta, mali chomra rabba. Once the asei is pushing off a lav, which is more chomer than an asei, it should be able to push off a lav sheish by kares. Comes Rabbi Kiveger in the Golion Hashas, and Rabbi Kiveger just makes one little comment on this Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger says, look at the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. What's Rabbi Kiveger getting at? L'chairu, Rabbi Kiveger is getting at is that this Ramban is contradicted from the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Zayin. Because the Ramban says that an asei is greater than a lav. And that's why an asei pushes off a lav, because an asei is love, and Elohim asei is fear, and love is greater than fear, and therefore there's a logic that asei should push off a lav. But the Gemara seems to say that it's illogical that asei could push off Elohim asei, because Elohim asei is more chamor. That seems to be what Rabbi Kiveger is bothered by, and this is the question of the Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi was written by Rav Malachi ben Yaakov HaKoyen. He lived from 1695 to 1772. He was a great Mekubal, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Irgaz, the Shomer Amunim. And if I'm not mistaken, I happened to stumble across his grave when we were in Livorno. I'm pretty sure. The Yad Malachi. You ready for the Yad Malachi's kasha? Asei hu kal milois asei. This is on the principle, and asei is more lenient than alois asei. How do I know an asei is more lenient than a lois asei? Kein muchach behedya beperakama de yivamas, zayin amar aleph, de isa sham, hadar amar, otu asei, doiches lois asei, lav lois asei, chamor mine. The Gemara says explicitly that a lois asei is more chamor than an asei. So if a lois asei is more chamor than an asei, obviously an asei is more lenient than a lois asei. And therefore, what's the problem? The problem is as follows. Ulefize plia das mimeni. If a lav is more chomer than an asei, I have a pele. Ech kasav Ramban beparshas Yisroi. Gabe zachar v'shamar. How could the Ramban write? Shemitzvah sasei gedoilo mimitzvah lois asei. That an asei is greater than a lois asei. V'lchein amru asi asei v'doiches lois asei. And that's why I say, Zorcha b'chein kasav Rosh Yosef. B'choy shemishzim lamdas of Dalit v'u pele, because it's a beferish Gemara, that a lois asei is more chomer than an asei. And nevertheless, osi asei v'doichilei. In other words, the Gemara says explicitly, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says, asei is ava, and that's why asei is doicha lois asei, because lois asei is only yira. And the Gemara says it's illogical that asei is doicha lois asei, because asei is more lenient than a lav. So I just want to end off this year, and I'll tell you the truth. If you want to hear more about this, there we have four sheets over here, and Reb Gedalia, you'll send out a shir. It's a shir on Parshas Yisroi, the great debate, what's more chamor, aseh or lois aseh. It's an old shir, many years ago. But I just want to speak out one kasha of the Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Tosefes Yom HaKippurim was written by the Kapos Temarim, one of the most lamdish svarim on Sukkah. And I want to speak out a very interesting kasha. The Gemara in Yuma says that somebody who is deathly ill and needs to eat, and he has different things to eat, crabs, pig, New York City water, all kinds of, you know, stuff that you can't, I'm just joking, I'm not even up on it. All kinds of things you can't eat, and so what do you feed the guy, you know? So we feed him the most lenient Isser first. Tanur Abanan, Misha Achsei Bomas, the guy has a lethal hunger pang. We feed him the most lenient thing first. Tevel unevela. Let's say he has a choice of tevel and nevela. Now tevel is a chi of misa, and nevela is just a lav. Machilenoise nevela. Tevel ushvius. Teva, which is Misa, and Shvius, which is an Asay. Shvius. We feed him the Yisur Asay. Now this is Mamish Oyoy Menoira. Kares and Alav, we feed him the Lav. Kares and Asay, we feed him the Asay. The Gemara doesn't discuss, what about Alav and an Asay? Which one is worse? Is it worse, right? Because Tevel is a Kares, Nevela is a Lav. Tevel is a Kares, Shvius is an Asay. So Rashi says, Tevel is Shvius, Machilin is a Shvius, Acher is Manabir, Shatel is a Shemayim, Shvius is a Asay. That's Mashma. It's only Shvius is better than a Kares. But what about Shvius and Nevela, Asay and Alois Asay? Then it sounds like we feed him a Nevela. That a nevela is more kuladik than an asay. It's only a kares is more chumra than an asay. But a regular lav, it sounds like, is more kuladik. Yeah, is that a diuk? Look at the Rambam. Keitzad hayu lefan of tevel or nevela machiyanoi say nevela tchila sha tevel b'misa nevela. Usviche Shvius, if you have a lav and the aftergrowth of Shvius, Rabbi, so what's the aftergrowth of Shvius? The Rabbanon. Machirno say Sviche Shvius, assuming they may serve him on his bar. Tevel Ushvius, meaning Chi of Misa, and Asay, Machirno say Shvius. But why didn't the Rambam say Nevela and Shvius? We feed him Shvius. No, Nevela and Sviche Shvius. Nevela, which is a lav, and Drabonon, we feed a Drabonon. But it's clear in the Rambam that Nevela, which is a lav, and Shvius, which is an Asay, we'd rather feed someone an Isser lav than an Isser Asay, because Asay is more chamor. Isn't that amazing? That's a raya to the Ramban, Rabbi Isai. That's a raya that Asay is stronger than a lav. Because if you have a choice between a drabanon of Shvius and a lav of Nevela, we violate the drabanon of Shvius. But if it would be Shvius doi raisa, the Rambam seems to paskin, we'd rather feed someone an Isser lav than feed them an Isser Asay. So says the Tosafos Yom HaKippurim, Ika Lamedach, Lama Lilash Me'inon, Tevel Ushvius. Shvius, haloi mikoshekein de tevel unavela de machinos unavela shehu belav. Since if there was tevel and nevela, we feed a nevela which is a lav. Anu lemedim de tevel shvius nachaloi so shvius shehu kal shehu base. V'imbal lilmoid chaluka de shvius havlei lmeimer nevela ushvius shvius shanevela belav shvius vasei. The Tosafos Yom Kippurim has a kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to say Tevel and Shemitah? We feed him Shemitah. But Tevel and in other words, the Gemara says Tevel and Shvius, we feed Shvius. Kares, Misa, and Aseh, we feed the Aseh. But wait a second. It should have picked a much bigger Chiddush. Nevela and Shvius, we feed Shvius. Elamai, we don't. Because it's mashma from the Rambam, the nevela shvius yitnu loy nevela v'lo yitnu loy shvius darei loy hitter legabi nevela ela svichei shvius shemi divrei soifrim v'lo hitter shvius ela gabi tevel shubamisa udvarim tumumim. Isn't the Rambam a tema be'enai darei nevela b'lav shvius ba'asei utfei adav shenachlinu isra asim nachlas isra lav? Isn't it better to give someone an asei than a lav? Umikaya kushazut sarach loimar. No! Aseh is more chomer than a lav. And in fact, that is the pshat in the Ramban, meaning the Ramban seems to be very much based in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Tevel and Shvius, we feed you Shvius. That implies Nevela and Shvius, we would feed a Nevela because it's worse to violate an Aseh than a lav. This seems to substantiate the Ramban that Aseh is more chamor than a lav, not like our Gemara and Yevamos, that a lav is more chamor than an Aseh. Okay, Rabbi said this is a major sugya. If you want to look into it a little bit, then for sure, ma tov u'manoem. But again, there seems to be a stira between the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Yevamos over here on Dav Zayin. Okay, Rabbi said, thank you everyone for listening. Have a great night. And Gedalia, I'll send you the shir. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow night will be Daf Ches Amid Beis. Okay? Shkoyach. Someone, you want to say something? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.